It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on a Azusa Street.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, welcome to VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Wednesday as we call America to pray for another spiritual awakening. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're on this December the 10th day. So grateful that you're agreeing with me in prayer. And I want to welcome several new cities. We now have 949 churches who are praying with us, have a representative out of that church praying with us, 679 cities. And we want to welcome some new cities that are praying with us. Bridgeton is praying with us. Bridgeton, Maine, and Rumford, Maine. And Kearney, Nebraska, Charlotte, North Carolina. And we have some new churches that have joined us praying with us. Want to welcome Grace Church in Nashville, Tennessee, Mechanic Falls Vineyard in Bridgeton, Maine, and the House of Prayer International, Monroe, Louisiana, Eastside Fellowship. Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to welcome all of these that are praying with us, and so very, very thankful to have you joining us here on this Wednesday as we pray. I'm here to tell you that God has a wonderful plan for your life. Makes no difference what may be happening at this very moment. If God be for you, then who can be against you? So I'm going to be praying today. I'm going to be praying for you today, and I'm going to be praying for your family, your city, your church. We're going to be praying for special needs. We're going to be praying, asking the Holy Spirit to give me a special prayer for you. And just going to be a wonderful day. We're also going to be praying for our nation. We desperately need God to help us. Only He can save us now, especially during this lame duck Congress. It's the most dangerous time in our nation. Decisions are being made that may not be acceptable with us as American citizens, but we're praying, and we are going to, in just a few moments, set our face to seek the Lord. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today with the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father. We are your sons and daughters. And we pray right now, Lord, that your will be done during this hour of power, this next hour. My whole life changed in 1966 when God said to me, son, if you give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. I did, and he did. And we know that prayer is our only hope. The economy is not our hope, and health care is not our hope. And there is no political party that is our hope. Our hope is in him. And that is that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And Father, today, as we come into your presence by the blood of your son, Jesus, by the name of Jesus, we repent for our sins, and we also repent for the sins of our nation. Oh God, for our perversion, for our immorality, for our greed, our idolatry, for our prayerlessness. Oh God, we ask, God, that you turn us around, that you would send revival to this nation, oh God. We need your help, and we pray today. We pray today, Lord, that the will of God be done in this nation. We pray for our president, our vice president. I pray for my governor today. I live in Texas. I pray for Governor Rick Perry. I pray, Lord, for those who are serving us in Congress and in the Senate. We pray today for the Supreme Court. We pray the will of God be done today. And as we begin to pray this morning, we pray for more than a million Christians who are suffering this December in Iraq and Syria, currently in refugee camps, being driven from their homes by the violence, by ISIS, that we hear little about. And Lord, help us today not to fall into this abyss of confusion in America. There is so much information out there. There are so many programs to listen to, so many books to read, so many magazine subscriptions to look at. There are so many television networks, and there's a million movies to watch. And Lord, there are so many ball games going on, and all of these may have some type of a positive twist to it. But God, we must not avoid the place of prayer. We must not forget who we are and why we are here. We are here with God assignments. And we pray for my nation today, a nation that has backslidden away from you, a nation that has turned against you, oh God. I'm thankful for the churches and the Christians that are still praying. We have over 900 churches and over 600 cities praying with us. But Lord, we know that we are in a battle for the heart and soul of this nation. We are in a battle for the heart and soul of our country, the United States of America. Lord, we know today that our walls have been broken down and our gates have been burned with fire. We need you, oh God. Come and help us, we pray. We need your help. Have mercy upon us as a nation. And may this nation turn back to you, God. And Lord, the only way that's going to happen is for your people to seek God. And I'm so thankful for people that are praying with us here on this Wednesday, people that are a part of BPN Radio. And Lord, we just set our face to seek you today. And Lord, as Godfrey Bertel sings this song, may we get ready to intercede on behalf of our nation, our family, our church, our city. Can we do that? Let's set our face. Gotta set my face to seek the Lord.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for his voice. I will listen for his voice. Yes, I will.
Set my face to seek the Lord. And today, Lord, we just set our face to seek you. As sons and daughters of God on this Wednesday, we declare, Lord, that we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, setting our face to seek you with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And we are so thankful today that we have this opportunity, Lord, to do so. So grateful and thankful right here on BPN Radio. So thankful for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to pray for some individual needs today. And I want to remind you that if you have an individual prayer request, if you will go to bpnradio.com, then there is a place to submit your need, your prayer request. Right down at the bottom, it says pray for one another. I'm looking at it right now. Submit your prayer request, and if you'll double-click on that, just double-click, put your name and your email address and your prayer request, and then at the bottom, it says submit. And if you submit that, it goes directly to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and the breakout prayer team. And if you would like to be a part of the breakout prayer team and receive daily requests that are coming in, then you can just click on that, if you will, and make your request to be a part of the breakout prayer team. So we're praying for needs today. And I just want us to pray today for Pastor Doug Carter, who is the pastor of the First Assembly of God Church in Elliottsville, Indiana. And he's been diagnosed with cancer and desperately needs healing. And so he and his wife, Tanya, are good friends of ours. And let's pray for this pastor, a faithful man, who has prayed for many, many people to be healed, and they've received their healing. So now he needs healing. So, Father, we set ourselves in agreement today with Pastor Doug and Tanya Carter and the congregation, the First Assembly of God Church, Elliottsville, Indiana, which is a suburb of Bloomington, Indiana. We speak healing, and we just set ourselves in agreement for his healing. We pray today for Pastor Bob Schaefer in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. He's gone through his fourth back surgery. He's a man that's poured out ministry, healing to so many, many people over the years. And we pray for him right now. Pastor Bob Schaefer, Kingfisher, Oklahoma. We pray today for Andrew, who needs a miracle. We pray for Jack. And we pray for Josh, who has severe drug problems. And we pray today for Lynn, that needs healing. Lynn needs vision healing, psoriasis healing. We pray for John Farah. We pray for Brandon. We pray for Dean. We pray for Saeed Abedini, who's in that Iranian prison cell. We pray for persecuted Christians all around the world. We pray for Mark and Susan, who need a miracle. We pray for the family members of people that have a loved one who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's disease. It's a very difficult road to travel. And unless a miracle happens, it's a long-term road. So we pray for the family members, friends of those who have dementia or Alzheimer's. In Jesus' name, we pray for those that are homebound, either by sickness or disease, homebound by sickness or disease, or homebound because of a phobia or anxiety or fear. We pray for those who may be homebound because they have no transportation, or they may be homebound because they are what I would call the forgotten generation in nursing homes or retirement homes. And they're bound to one geographical location or one facility. Well, there's lots of needs in our nation and our land that I pray right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that you would minister to these needs today. In Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today for our nation, because our nation is in desperate trouble. And during this lame duck congressional time, when there's a new Congress coming in but will not be inaugurated until next month, it's a dangerous time. We pray for our nation. Lord, we see on television, on our news, and hear the reports of the violence in the streets of our nation, people taking to the streets, destroying property, people's lives being taken, people being injured. We are becoming a nation out of control. We pray for the violence in our streets. We pray for the violence in our school systems. We pray for the violence in the workplace. We pray for the violence in the womb. Over 60 million babies have been aborted. We pray for the violence in the homes, children that are being victims of physical and verbal and sexual abuse. Oh God, today we need you. We need you, God. Would you intercede for our land today? Would you help me pray not only in the realm of your understanding, but would you help me pray in the spirit over our nation, for our nation? It has been proclaimed this week that we're no longer the world's major economy. China, the Republic of China, has replaced us as the number one economy. When has that ever happened in our nation? It's been a long, long time. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for America. Would you intercede? Would you intercede? Yesterday's program talked about how we could intercede, and much of the program was given to intercession, praying in the Spirit. And some people said, well, I just don't believe in praying in the Spirit. Well, the Bible says that we are to pray with our understanding, and we're to pray in the Spirit. Jude said, praying, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so we're praying today. Would you help me pray? Beretana mandora beke. Minna mandala bresere be shikamatori bekina mandala bresere bekete. Bri shemeturi bekita rabesere bekura bete. Minna mandala brekita rabeshikura breyotai. Lord, we intercede for America. We intercede for the United States of America. Lord, that there will be a turning back to you. A turning back to you. God, we need you. We need you, O God. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord. Lord, send another spiritual awakening to America. Send another spiritual awakening. Send a revival to 1,000 cities in America. Give us 1,000 cities that are praying with us, with 1,000 prayer centers, with 1,000 prayer leaders. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I pray today that you'll help us keep the faith. Here's Martin Smith praying about keeping the faith. We cannot lose our faith.
Your fire fall, I'm waiting.
Let your fire fall, O God. Your Holy Ghost fire fall upon this nation today.
This heart of fear. All I want is to do my Father's will.
We're going to keep the faith. Yes, we are. We will not lose our faith. The Bible says, will he find faith when he returns? So I just declare that we're going to keep the faith. The church is not going to lose faith. And I just commend you today in not losing heart, not losing faith, but knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we are so thankful for you. If you'd like to make a contribution to this ministry, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. And at the very bottom, there's a donate button. And we would be very grateful and thankful for your contribution as we pray 24 hours a day, 24/7 for this nation, for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I'm so thankful today to have churches all across America that are praying with us, and cities. And it may be that that you may not be a part of a local church, but there, you may be praying with us on a college campus or university. We believe in the local church. But even if you don't have a local church, we are so thankful that you are praying with us and that your city is praying with us today. And we're thankful today to have over 600 cities in America. We're believing for 1,000 cities. Farmington, New Mexico is praying with us today. And Brooklyn, New York is praying today. Also, Westbury, New York is praying. Waterton, New York is praying. Cornelius, North Carolina. Hayesville, North Carolina. Murphy, North Carolina, praying with us today. Liberty Township, Ohio. Youngstown, Ohio is praying with us. Altus, Oklahoma is praying with us today. And Duncan, Oklahoma. Midwest City, Oklahoma. And Oklahoma City is praying. Thomas, Oklahoma is praying with us today. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is praying with us. And Elgin, South Carolina is praying with us. We pray for these cities, Lord, all across America. Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Bristol, Tennessee. And Nashville, Tennessee, where we were just ministering this past weekend. Amarillo, Texas is praying with us. And Benbrook, Texas is praying with us today. A number of cities in Texas, Rosenberg, Texas, Weatherford, Texas. We have people in other nations of the world are praying. Madison, Wisconsin's praying with us. And Mount Horeb, Wisconsin is praying with us today on this Wednesday. Conway, Arkansas, Alexander, Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, Van Buren, Arkansas, Folsom, California, Paloma, California, and Palmdale, California, and Redondo Beach, California, Riverside, California is praying with us today. Delta, Colorado, and Loveland, Colorado, Clewiston, Florida, and Delray Beach, Florida, Lake Worth, Florida, and Longwood, Florida is praying with us today. A lot of churches in Florida. We have Ackworth, Georgia, and Clayton, Georgia, and Gainesville, Georgia is praying. Carbondale, Illinois, and Granite City, Illinois, Robinson, Illinois, and Bloomington, Indiana, and Pendleton, Indiana, Seymour, Indiana, and we have Algona, Iowa, praying with us. Aletha, Kansas is praying with us today. Covington, Louisiana, and we have Bridgeton, Maine, praying with us. Rumford, Maine. We have Saginaw, Michigan, and White Bear Lake, Minnesota, all across America. Joplin, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. We have Wayne, Nebraska, and Lumberton, New Jersey is praying with us today. All across America, there are cities that are praying with us, and we are agreeing for 1,000 points of light in America. Cities that are praying with us. And Father, we pray that you'll give us 1,000 cities in America and around the world that are praying with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We thank you for Vancouver that is praying with us in Canada. We thank you for Cape Town, South Africa. We thank you for Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. We thank you, Lord, for Indonesia, Jakarta, that's praying with us. We thank you, Lord, for Comunidad, Nicaragua. Probably didn't get that pronunciation right. We thank you, Lord, for Cologne, Germany, that's praying with us, in Berlin, Germany. We thank you, Lord, for Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, that is praying with us today. We thank you, Lord, for Brasilia, Brazil, that's praying with us today, and Ayrshire, Scotland, that is praying with us today, Alberta, Canada, and Acapulco, Mexico. We thank you for cities across America and around the world that's a part here of the Breakout Prayer Network as we pray for another spiritual awakening in America, the church coming together not to seek your hand, O God, but to seek your face. And we pray for 1,000 points of light, 1,000 cities in America. A city is a includes a town or a community or a village. We just call them all cities. And Lord, we pray today for 1,000 cities, and we pray for our city, the city that we dwell in. I'm praying right now for Austin, Texas. That is the city where I live. And I want you to take a few moments here on BPN Radio just to pray over your city, your mayor, your council people, your school superintendent, whoever it may be. Just want you to pray for your city today. The Bible tells us that we're to pray for the peace of our city, because in the peace of our city, we will have peace. And we know that many cities across America are being disrupted with all sorts of violence in the streets. And we just come against any violence in our streets. And so we just pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray for peace right now over the streets of Oakland, California, and Ferguson, Missouri, and the streets of New York City and other cities across America. We bind all spirits of violence in Jesus' name. Take a few moments to pray for your city right now here on BPN Radio. Father, in Jesus' name, I set myself in agreement here on this Wednesday on BPN Radio. I set myself in agreement as people all across this nation, all across this land, and other nations of the world, as they set themselves in agreement with me to pray for their city and to pray for this nation, for these United States of America, and everything may appear to be normal, but we know that there are powers of darkness whose main goal, whose main agenda is the destruction of this land. We know there's a war on Christianity in America. And we pray for our schools today all across the land. Many of them cannot even say Merry Christmas. They have to say Happy Holidays. We pray for the war on our schools, on our military personnel that cannot keep a Bible on their desk, that cannot share the message of Jesus with anyone. Oh, Father God, we pray for our government. Our government that has diluted Christianity, and many, many facets of our government will not allow the name of Jesus to be spoken. So, Lord, we pray for our nation. Protect our nation. Watch over our nation. Assign guardian angels to encamp around about this nation. We just ask, Lord, that you would come and heal our nation. Heal our nation. May there be a spiritual cleansing. May in this nation there be may our president call a national day of repentance. In Jesus' name, a national day of repentance. Lord, we ask today that you come and heal our nation. Heal our land, oh God, we pray. Heal our nation, Lord.
Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing in our nation. Send your spirit to
nation, Lord. Come and heal our land, our only hope. And we just pray right now that you would heal the United States of America. Would you come and heal our nation, heal our land in Jesus' name? Lord, we need you. We need your healing now in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, that you today are our only hope, our only hope. And that is the healing of America. Thank you so very much for that song. And we're so thankful and grateful for that song today. And we just want to thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And so thankful and grateful to have you as a part today. I was just reading an article here from a man by the name of Doug Stranger. And of course, Doug is a very highly respected man of God. And he was wanting people to pray for the city of Houston, Texas. So that's what we're going to do right now. And he writes in his article, do you remember where you were the infamous day of the 9/11 attacks? He said, remember the feeling of shock and awe that something this horrific and such magnitude could happen on American soil. We were numb, scared. We were grieved, and many around the world mourned with us. This attack brought America to her knees. Church attendance soared the first few weeks, and then gradually, over time, we returned to business as usual. Or, he said, did we really? The Department of Homeland Security began massive efforts to assure the security of America's borders. Reports were released of cities deemed as potential terrorist targets. And he said among them was Houston. So we're going to, even though I live in Austin, Texas, we're going to pray today for Houston, Texas, because he believes that Houston is being a primary target of the fourth largest city in the United States with a population approaching 5 million people, is being targeted by the enemy, because he says if the enemy can hit Houston, it will not only cripple Houston, but have a devastating global impact upon this nation. And he shared some prophetic words that has been given over the city of Houston. And he talks about the ungodliness that is taking place in the city of Houston. It's become the number one human trafficking city in the United States. And it's soon to become the home of the largest abortion clinic in North America, even some say in the Western Hemisphere. Father, we pray for the city of Houston, Texas today. We repent on behalf of the city of Houston, Texas. We repent for the human trafficking that's taking place, not only in Houston, but all across America. How shameful it is that we in America are allowing this to take place. And we come against abortion. And we repent for the 60 million abortions that have taken place in the United States of America. And we repent on behalf of Houston, Texas, for now approaching the abortion capital of the world. We pray for revival in Houston, Texas. We pray for revival in cities all across America. And we agree. We agree with the man of God, Doug Stranger, that a transforming revival is coming to America to restore the altar of repentance. Lord, we know that America must repent. We know the church needs to repent. We know that Christians need to repent. And Lord, we know that after, you said that after these times of repentance will come times of refreshing. And we just pray today, Lord, that the altars will be returned to the church. And I'll never forget several years ago that the Holy Spirit spoke to me while I was ministering in Seattle, Washington. And I was ministering in that particular church. And I began to prophesy declaring, the Holy Ghost is saying, put the altar back, put the altars back. And that may or may not mean putting the wooden altars back that we used to see in every church. But it is a place of prayer. And so many churches across this nation, so many churches across this land have no prayer times. They have an invocation, they have a benediction, but there's no prayer in the services. And we have deserted the altar in so many thousands of churches across America. We have no prayer times where the church just simply spends time praying, even in the spirit, because we no longer allow in most churches praying in tongues. So there is very little praying with our understanding or in the spirit in churches. And many churches have no daily prayer meetings or weekly prayer meetings. We've abandoned our primary call as a church. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. So Father, I pray the altar will be returned to the church. And the church, again, will be a place of prayer. And the focal point in churches all across America, the focal point will not be music, will not be singing, will not be instruments, will not be even teaching or preaching. All of those are great. But we declare that the focal point will be prayer, that church services will be filled with people praying. And Lord, I pray that pastors and church leaders all across America will teach their people how to pray. The disciples came to Jesus and they said, Lord, we've been listening to you praying. Teach us how to pray. So I trust today that church leaders, pastors, shepherds, will be teaching their people how to pray. Fathers will be teaching their children. Fathers and mothers will be teaching their children how to pray. And one of the great ways to do it is just children listening to their parents, or maybe congregational members, church members, listening to their pastor pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, may the church be the house of prayer. May our homes have an altar. We just declare the altar being returned to the family home. And I believe that one major reason that I've been in ministry now, full-time ministry, almost 48 years, is because my mom and dad prayed. And I listened to them pray. And my pastors prayed, and I listened to them pray. And I listened to other Christians pray. And I learned how to pray simply by listening to their intercessions, their groanings, their travail, their calling upon God. And they were not just whispering a prayer. They were praying out loud so that I could hear them, demonstrating, not only calling upon God, but demonstrating to me. And Father, I just pray that your church will be a house of prayer, not just for America, but for all nations. Would you pray for your church right now? Would you pray that God will make your church a house of prayer, and that your home will also be that house of prayer? Would you pray right now for BPN Radio? Would you pray right now for Dale Gentry? I must say that when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, start a 24-hour internet prayer station. That seemed impossible. How could I do it? How could I do it? But I know the way that I do it is I simply pray, and then every night at midnight, that prayer, that hour of prayer, is put on the internet where people can pray with me all over the world. I've been a prayer leader since 1967 in America. I've been an international, national prayer leader and prophetic voice since 1985. I've given myself to prayer. I've been calling America. I've been calling churches, 1,000 churches, to pray since 1996 when I led prayer at the White House. We need to pray. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for BPN Breakout Prayer Network? Would you pray that God would anoint me, that God would anoint the people that I have on with me each day to pray? Today it's just me, but most days I have someone. We're praying for a particular situation. Tomorrow I'm going to have a great man of God who's going to be with me. We're going to be praying about forgiveness. Just going to be a remarkable. He has a remarkable testimony, remarkable insight. It's going to be a great time. But would you just pray right now for Dale Gentry and BPN Prayer Network? Would you pray that God will give me 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities to pray for revival in this nation? I could never have a more important assignment. I've got to minister in many, many places, but never have I had this type of assignment, calling people to pray. Would you pray for BPN Radio, and would you pray for me right now? I would be thankful. BPN Radio is all about prayer, and thank you for praying for me in this network. If you'd like to make a contribution to help us in this assignment, you can go to our website. I'm looking at it right now, bpnradio.com, and there's a place right at the bottom there. There's a donate button, and you can donate. And I'm looking at a rotating picture, a rotating globe. And it's showing places that people are going on, connecting to our website. There's a prayer request place. You can submit your prayer request. And also, if you would like to sign up your city or your church to be a part of the 1,000 church, 1,000 city prayer network, you just go to the Let's Pray America .com, and you can click on that, and I'm doing that exactly right now. And our Let's Pray America website comes up. We have two, and it says Calling America to Pray. There's a little video that you could watch there about what my dream for America is. And then at the then there's 1,000 points of light. Now is the time, and you can sign up. And if you would just double-click the sign-up sheet, it will take you your name, your church. If you don't have a church, you just put in your name, your city and your state, and your email address. And there's a place for, you can say, pastor, friend, student, business owner, partner. You can just send that, and you will immediately receive a daily prayer, but you will also be put on our 1,000 prayer list. And then, of course, there on the top, there is a map. And the map is amazing because it shows all of the places and the cities across America, around the world, where people are praying with us. It's amazing. Thank you very much for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We're so thankful and grateful that you are praying with us each day. Why don't you tell somebody about BPN Radio? Why don't you send them an email or a text message and say there's a man that's praying on internet radio 24 hours a day, and you can join him, because when we pray, we are a force in the earth. Thank you for praying with me on this Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow, this same time or any time. God bless you today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.